Hi. I would like to welcome everyone to this meeting. Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure the mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may temporarily exclude it for discussion of in committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business for the committee today. If you have such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you will have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it's lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I'll bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. You will see from the agenda, in an effort to be more transparent, that many of the appendices are in closed session while the report itself is in open. If there is an item you wish to discuss the appendix, if everyone is in agreement, perhaps you would wait until we go into closed session at the end of the meeting. Okay. Item number one.
In relation to the declaration to that, there's under DBAC and SUPB, as a member of the Management Committee of SUPB, I have to declare an interest in item 12.
Okay.
If it's relevant, but I'd like to record that, okay? Thank you.
Great, thanks.
For your declaration to that.
Any apologies? Item one? No? Oh, yeah, good, okay. And then thank you for declaration of interest there, Councillor Andrews. Anyone else? Nope. Okay, cool. We'll move on to item three, the action sheet. We'll just go over pages, page 1, page 2, page 3, page 4, and page 5. May I have a proposer and seconder, please?
Sure. I'll second, and just a query in relation to page 2 regarding the Ballykilner Hub removal update. What way we fix it in a minute? Thank you.
Yeah. Connor?
We're progressing through that, and we're engaging with the two applicants, and we're drawing up the agreements, and we hope to have them in place very soon.
Thank you very much, Chair. Thanks, Connor.
Any other matters? Nope. Okay. Moving on to item four, start times for economy, regeneration, and tourism committee meetings. Can I have a proposer and seconder, please?
So, proposer, we keep the times that we're in at the moment. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Councillor Andrews. May I have a seconder, please? Yeah, Councillor Ryan. Okay, great. So we'll now move on to item five, officer report on notice of motion, outdoor adventure, revamp of Delmont County Park. Councillor Boisey, would you like to speak to your motion?
Yeah, take it, I don't have to read it. Right, so just want to thank the ERT team for preparing this report, and I welcome the Council's plans to improve the paths, the viewpoint and the visitor centre at Delamont. And I'm happy to accept the recommendations that we note the progress to date in that regard. In relation to what my motion is calling for, I still do want to see a new outdoor adventure element at Delamont, which I think the Council district is severely lacking, particularly for young people. And I gave some examples at the last strategic finance working group last month of the various ideas that could perhaps complement the master plan from 2018. So I am happy to accept the two recommendations, but I would propose a third recommendation reflecting the motion, and that is just for market research to be conducted into the potential of Delamont being home to a major new outdoor adventure experience, particularly for the secondary school age. Thank you.
Do I have a seconder for that proposal? All right.
Okay. I'll propose it, Chair.
I'm happy to second.
Okay.
Is everyone in agreement?
Is that everyone in agreement? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chair?
Yeah. Mr. Anders?
Yeah, I think that we're already at a case where the business case and everything for Dolomite has been done. So what is the impact of this recommendation if it was to be approved?
Councillor Andrews, if I could answer.
I would.
It would be a separate piece of work that would sit outside what's agreed. So it would be a piece of work that would be independent at this stage to the master plan, to allow the master plan to progress as was presented at Strategic Finance Working Group, and to be tabled at SPNR on Thursday night for approval to appoint a consultant to deliver.
All right, you're like.
It is?
I can hear you.
So it would be a separate piece of work. However, if members agree to progress with it, it could run in tandem, but we would need to understand the financial costs of carrying out this market research and a programme in respect of the delivery of it. So we wouldn't have any idea around the cost of that at this stage.
Mr. Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. Since I was elected to Down Council in May 2011 and successive councils, I have been a firm advocate of Delamont Country Park. And time and time again, I've said it's a jewel in the crown. And I do welcome any support whatsoever to improve and enhance such a wonderful facility. And in fact, it's for all ages. And I do recognise where Councillor Bowes is coming from, but no, I'm of a frame of mind. If we can get more resources, more funding, and enhance our jewel in the crown, it is to be welcomed. So, from day one, 14 years ago, I've been a firm supporter of Delamont. Nothing will change me now, and anything possible with everybody to improve and enhance this wonderful place. I love it, and I'm 100% behind any effort to get Delamont on the map and the centre of the map. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Councillor Hanlon.
Just in terms of the market research or what the consultant can do, could that include getting costings for outdoor recreation that Councillor Bowes is referring to? And then obviously that can be brought back as an option to see where that was fit within the rates, etc.
I'd welcome that.
If that's a sort of an amendment to the proposal, we officers would be happy to progress that if that was the wishes of the committee. So we need to just clarify the wording of the third recommendation, probably just for the record.
Councillor Boisey.
Yeah, just to say I don't have a problem with what Councillor Hanlon's suggested there. Obviously market research would have to include, well, basically point of market research is to tell us if it's viable, what the gaps are, has to tell us a ballpark figure of what it's going to cost and is it sustainable for the council and all that, I suppose, is a part of market research. So if you want, I can read out what I was proposing and you can stick in whatever you feel reflects what Councillor Hanlon has said.
Councillor Hanlon.
So the recommendation is for market research with costings to be conducted into the potential of Delamont being home to a major new outdoor adventure experience, particularly for the secondary school age.
Okay. Yeah, that's the point I'm getting at, Councillor Rowan. I think it's open to all ages.
Okay.
As officers,
we need direction of what it is.
Through the chair, just before we do proceed to this, I do hope that it is important of what being suggested to look at all these avenues, but as long as the avenues don't put the brakes on all the hard work that's been done so far, and you know, that's what we. But I think we should be having all ages. It's for everybody, and if there's anything that can improve facilities for all ages, including our secondary school, our secondary age, you know, I think it should be all ages, along the lines of what's been suggested by Callum and by Una. So that would be my take, but I'm supporting it all along.
No idea.
Sorry, Chair. I think Councillor Hannan was maybe saying that the consultants that are already haven't been appointed yet. Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah. And so, Councillor Hannan.
It's just a point of clarity. So, are there consultants already working on the master plan? So, what my suggestion would be, and it's not trying to detract from Councillor Bowsey's motion, but it's really let the market research dictate what is needed there to identify the need at Delamont, but also have a costing alongside it, because there's no point in coming with a proposal and then nobody knows how much it's going to cost. So we couldn't agree to something unless we know what the implication is on the rate space. So is there a consultant there already or not?
Yeah, I can answer that. There's a report, Councillor, going to SPNR on Thursday night to progress with the appointment of the consultant team to develop the project up to the end of Stage 3 that will allow a planning application to be submitted. So that could form part of that commission. However, it wouldn't be included within the approvals. The budget for that wouldn't be included within the approvals that will be presented on Thursday night.
Okay. Councillor Bisley?
Yeah, just to say, again, like I totally agree with what Councillor Hanlon has said. I'm not wanting to be too prescriptive at this stage. It does have to be dictated by market research. Who are going to be frank and honest with us, might not even be a gap, that'd be even better. In terms of all ages, well, of course, Delamont's open to all ages, but what my view is, you know, we've already got the railway track for kids, we've already got the master plan that's looking at the viewpoint for the sort of adults and the visitor centre, so I think there is a gap. You know, someone who is heavily involved in youth work in the outdoors, I think that there's a gap throughout our district in the outdoors for that sort of teenage cohort, and I think this Delamont's a good site to look at an option there to address that gap.
Thank you, Councillor.
So the proposal is that market research with costings be conducted into the potential of Delamont being home to a major new outdoor adventure experience. And that's on the proposal of Councillor Hannan and seconded by Councillor Lewis.
And particularly focusing on the secondary school age, if there's a gap.
Sure. Well, I'm happy to support that amendment that's been tabled by Councillors Hannah and Lewis, and also, as Councillor Hannah said, let the work be done, taking into consideration that's been said here this evening. So I'm happy enough to support that and principle as well.
Okay. I'm happy enough with that, Chair. but not the market research dealing with the issue.
Super. Yeah, Councillor Galbraith.
Yeah, I suppose to have it noted, Delamont already houses an outdoor education centre which does cater for like all age groups. So I'm wondering, will this have an impact on what's been asked for?
That's from the Belfast Educational
Network. So do we agree with the proposal, yeah?
Do we know what the proposal is?
Okay. All agreement?
We all agreement, yeah.
Great. Okay. next item, number six, the ERT business plans. Connor?
Yeah. Thanks, Chair. You'll notice in the report there's two appendices. There's the assessment of the business plan and there's the business plan for 25-26. I'll take them as read. I'm asking officers to consider and approve the assessment of the ERT Directorate Business Plan of 24-25 and the ERT Directorate Business Plan 25-26. So I'm happy to take any questions.
Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Just a general question on the overall business plans. It's great to see growth, tourism and economy aligning with a strong focus on the need to cherish our unique environment. The strength of outdoor adventure, food and drink, heritage and culture are obviously what people seem to value most. However, we also have to be realistic about bringing humans into these areas. So what, if any, measures are being employed to cope with the resultant rubbish, etc. So are there any plans for extra staff, rangers, extra bins? And do you see their role as either more educational than enforcement or vice versa? Thanks, Chair.
Any other questions? We'll take them all.
Any other questions? Yeah, Councillor Fiona.
Thanks, Chair. Just to put on a point of clarity on the tourism strategy, I noted that we're moving on to the new one come summertime, I think it said, in the appendices. When specifically are we talking about? Because I'm just getting a bit of feedback in relation to stuff still being promoted under the old banner and the old brand. So I'd love to have a date just to be able to feedback to people. Thank you.
So, just in relation to your question, Councillor Young, so I suppose part of our new strategy moving forward is significant engagement with the community. So we will be working with the community to raise awareness of the significant asset that we have and how they can be working with to preserve our assets and our environment. So part of what we're working through our tourism and part of our through our geopark and our AOMB structures is that wider awareness. And then a lot of the work that will be taken forward through our AOMB teams and through the geopark is a lot around conservation and general environmental awareness.
Okay. In response to Councillor Feehan's query around the tourism strategy, we will start to implement the tourism strategy this summer. However, with issues around the branding, and that will be developed and finalised throughout this year. We're now into the tourism season, so we don't tend to change our brand and our promotional material mid-season, so that will be something we'll be working through and have it ready for launch for the next year's tourism season. So that's the plan.
Any other questions from the floor? Any questions online? Just need a proposer and seconder, please. Councillor Rhiann, seconder. Councillor Andrews. All right, next item, number seven, the DBEC reports business case for marketing. Connor.
Thanks, Chair. As members know, we're a member of one of the eight councils under the DBEC consortium, which is a partnership looking at cross-border collaboration. This report is to seek council approval for the business case and for the procurements to take place for our marketing and engagement, our communications and engagement partners to support the brand development. So I'm looking for a proposer and a seconder for the recommendations in the report.
Sure, I'm very happy to propose that. I think it's a really important undertaking. I think it places us in a unique position as a council in the middle of the corridor. I'd be very, very happy to propose the report and to provide any support that's necessary for us to draw down and leverage all of the opportunities that are within DBEC. So very happy to propose that out.
Thank you. May I have a seconder, please? Councillor Young. Thank you.
Everybody.
That was all in agreement, yeah? Great. Next item, number 8, Geopark Interpretation Master Plan. Amanda.
Okay, members, so this report sets out that the Fervor Mourns Partnership has been working on putting together a new interpretive plan focusing around the geopark sites. Section 2.1 of the report sets out sort of key findings and the next steps for the implementation of this plan. So it really is looking around how we can have a more consistent approach to visitor interpretation across our tourism sites and facilities. And the recommendation for members is to consider the adoption of the interpretation master plan for the Mourngullion Strangford Global Geopark as a framework for all future interpretation development across the geopark area. The implementation of it won't be subject to any additional costs, but the recommendations from the master plan will be considered with any future interpretation that we will take forward.
Thank you. May I have a proposer and seconder, please? Yes.
Chair, I'm happy to propose, Chair. Just a couple of small questions. But then of a common portion, it's good to get an interpretation, you know, a standard across the whole district. Because, you know, we need that consistency, particularly for visitors arriving. You know, there's, you know, a plethora of different sort of signage right throughout our district. We can see it in a lot of decaying and signage. You know, so it's good to get an overarching, you know, the geopark brand right across the district. Just in regards, a couple of questions. The business community going to be engaged in, you know, the rollout of the master plan and communities in general as well.
Thank you.
So you can see in section 2 of the report, community and stakeholder collaboration is part of the next step. So the master plan is held and owned by all of the partners that fed into this. It's not just council. So community and stakeholder collaboration is something that all partners will be taking forward. So we will be doing that through ROAOND and Geopark teams. So they will be using their current networks that already exist, that they're building and engaging with the communities and wider stakeholders. So they'll be doing that through those networks and forums.
Thank you. May I have a seconder, please?
Yes. Turns.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Okay, moving on. Item 9, the Labour Market Partnership. Amanda.
Okay, so members will be aware that Council has for a number of years now been delivering the Labour Market Partnership programme, which is funded 100% through the Department for Communities. We're moving into another year of delivery. The report in front of you sets out where we currently are for the forthcoming year, in that we have an action plan shaped by the Labour Market Partnership, approved by the Department for Communities, and we're setting out the next steps for members' consideration, which is to accept the letter of offer from the Department for Communities for the forthcoming year, and to approve the attached business case, and then undertake all necessary procurements that are outlined within the appendix documents to support the delivery of the LMP action plan for the forthcoming year, 25-26.
Thank you.
Proposed seconder, Councillor Andrews.
Yes, Amanda, thanks so much for presenting this report, and I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendations outlined in 3.1. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Will there be any consideration given over to the promotion of green jobs through the Labour Market Plan? Thank you.
Amanda.
Council, the action plan that has been agreed through the Labour Market Partnership is attached here at Appendix 1 and it sets out the key areas. So green jobs isn't a specific title, but it is something that could be captured across the range of themes that are listed in the action plan.
Councillor Young, would you like to second?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Oh, good. Okay, so next item is number 10, the Local Economic Partnership. Amanda.
So the Local Economic Partnership, again, was launched, members be aware, in January of this year. We have established the Local Economic Partnership for this council area, and this report is setting out an update against that and some actions that we would foresee ourselves taking over the next number of months. So the partnership has been continuing to meet, and the reports of those meetings are attached to this paper. The business case that was being developed for labour market partnerships at an ANI-wide level, been developed by the Department for Economy, has now been approved by the Department of Finance. We are in receipt of a draft letter of offer that has just been received by the department, and we're considering that alongside the draft MOU, both of which Council will have to consider and accept. We are proposing then that on receipt of the final letter of offer and acceptance of same, that we would put in place a resource and working with our local economic partnership members, that we will be shaping project proposals that we could deliver against that letter of offer over the next about 2.5 years delivery period. And also attached to this report is a copy of the now agreed terms of reference for the Newry Morning Down Local Economic Partnership. So the recommendations set out in the report is following a review by ourselves on the letter of offer, that we accept and sign that, entering into that agreement with the Department for Economy for delivery of the Newry Morning Down Local Economic Partnership, that we sign and accept a memorandum of understanding that supports that, and that we would commence recruitment of the resource that would support that secretariat. And just finally, all funding associated with delivery of the local economic partnership is 100% funded through the Department for Economy.
Thank you very much. May I have a proposer and seconder, please? Yeah, Councillor Clark. Councillor Fionn. All good? Okay, thank you very much. Next item is number 11, the PEAT Plus project. Amanda.
So PEAT Plus was a funding application that was led by the Ulster Wildlife Trust and submitted to SEUPB for funding. Council were one of a number of partners that was listed on that application, which is now being declared successful by SEUPB just last week. So this report is setting out the next steps for us as a partner on this application, which is to accept and return the required documentation, which will ensure that we enter into the partnership with Ulster Wildlife and SEUPB for the delivery of the aspect of the project, which will be delivered in our council area. That would include entering into a partnership agreement, also that we would commence recruitment of the one resource then that would support delivery of this project, and the business cases are attached that would that sets out the procurement that needs to be undertaken in order to ensure delivery of the of this project, and the outputs associated with this that would be delivered in our council area are set out in section 2 of the report.
Thank you very much. I have a proposal and seconder, Councillor Young.
Thanks, Chair. Thanks, Amanda, for such an informative paper, and I'm very happy to propose This cross-border transformative project is very much welcomed as the programme will boost diversity, fight climate change and protect our natural heritage. We look forward to restorative outcomes, securing lasting benefit, promoting peace and prosperity for people and for climate and nature. Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a seconder, please? Seconder? Councillor Clark. Thank you. Next item, number 12, Tourism, Trade, Consumer Shows 2025-2026. Amanda?
So our tourism team regularly attends a range of tourism events that trade and consumer shows that are deemed to be worthwhile in order to showcase our region as a tourism destination and also to support the engagement with tour operators. So the list of forthcoming events are listed in the report that take us up until spring of 2006. So there's details set out in the report around what the importance of each of them. There is a cost outlined in the appendix document, which is under closed session, but we are seeking approval from members to support the attendance of one member of staff across each of those events that are listed.
Thank you. Just the proposer and seconder, Councillor Andrews.
Thanks, Chair. I'd just like to we comment as well. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Amanda for presenting the report and looking at the list here of events and exhibitions. It's given Newry Morndown a perfect opportunity to showcase such a wonderful district that we have. So, and I do appreciate all efforts in getting the message out that we're welcoming. We're ready to show off what we have here, so I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendations and good luck to the staff and doing such a good job as ambassadors for the area.
Thank you. We have a seconder, please. Seconder? Yeah. Councillor Rian. Thank you very much. Item 13, Financial Assistance Call 2 and 3. Amanda?
Okay, members, so this report is bringing the final few financial assistance calls for your consideration and approval. So we have here details around the second VJ call that took place and the results of the capital calls for sports capital and community capital. The details of the assessment are outlined in the report. And for members' consideration, we are seeking approval for the issues of letters of offer to projects as per council policy. In relation to the assessment under the two capital calls, community capital works and items, we are proposing to open a further call for both of those, calls. We're proposing to open that in August of 25. And ahead of that opening, we are proposing that we would issue a pro forma to assist with applications to come in to both of those calls, and that council officers would also undertake capacity building with any interested groups in order to support applications to both of those calls.
Thank you very much. Proposer and seconder, Councillor Andrews.
Through the chair, I'm only too happy to propose that we accept the recommendations as outlined in the paper. Thank you.
Thank you. May I have a seconder, please?
Councillor Lewis.
Thank you very much. Next item 14, Peace Plus Theme 1.1 procurement. Amanda.
So this report, members, is an update on delivery of the Peace Plus programme, theme 1.1. A lot of the updates are outlined in section 2 of the report for members' information. And I suppose the key element of this report is section 2.4, where we're seeking approval for three business cases that is attached to this report. And the approval of those business cases will enable the delivery of key themes that have been agreed within the Peace Plus Action Plan. And just remind members that all activity delivered and taken forward under the PACE Plus programme is 100% funded by SEUPV.
Thank you very much, Amanda. May I have a proposer and seconder, please? Yeah, Councillor Lewis. Seconder. Councillor Clark. Thank you. Okay, next item, item 15, is deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act, Northern Ireland 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be, by resolution, be excluded during these items of business. May I have a proposer and seconder to go into closed session, please? Councillor Lewis and Councillor Kearns. Thank you. On the item 15, warrant point front short kiosk, on the proposal of Councillor Rhiann, seconded by Councillor Hart, was agreed to approve that, subject to external funding for the kiosk, Council will proceed to undertake the relevant expression of interest procurement exercise to appoint suitable vendors to take a lease on the kiosk. And that leaves the last item for noting, AONB and Geopark update 2024-2025. Questions? So, I have a proposer and seconder for noting. Yeah, Councillor Clark. And a seconder, please. Councillor Young. Okay, thank you very much. That's the end of ERT. Have a great evening, folks. Bye bye.